And we've come out of executive session temporarily to work with the county collector. Sheila, what did you find for us?
Well, Ron found three numbers on the web, and then I had one. Two of those we tried, and the phone was disconnected. Missouri Mailing, NDC, and I spoke with DPI, which is Digital Printing Service, Digital Ink Printing. And first they said, yes, we do that, and they were like, one thing is we would have to, they said, ship them to them or take them. They would not pick them up. But they said they couldn't give me a price yet because after they found out that there was five or six stuffed in one envelope and the things that we went over, she said she would have to talk to someone else then to see if they could do it because they
don't
just had one letter, which I don't understand because we can get five for 1 ounce. And 1 ounce is, I won the price on a 1 ounce and a 2 ounce. But anyway, she was going to check with someone else and call me back. But the one fact is that they would not, we need to take them there, or she said we could ship them there. That was Digital Printing. Mailbox Springfield, Dawn called them for me. I gave her some numbers too. And they suggested to use Ozark Mailing Service that they did not do that.
And that is who that we currently...
Right.
And that was everyone that we had on the list.
I'm satisfied participating with Sheila and her team and talking to a few of these vendors myself that the uniqueness of the service that we currently have in place is unique enough to designate it okay. as sole source, and I will pursue and complete the paper trail to support that. I would recommend that the PO that is sitting on my desk now for $15,000 that move forward and approve it based on this information, and I'll support it with the particular documentation.
Would you add to your list of things for me to incorporate this into the files that you're building regarding all the different bidding processes we have, so that this will be in place for
absolutely
us to follow
so the next go around might be just a
thank you a walk in the park
a walk in the park yeah.
Can I ask council for their opinion?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Okay,
maybe not.
So the information we have is that sole source purchases are subject to a couple of requirements. Posting required if the sole source purchase is $3,000 or more. Advertising required if sole source purchase is $5,000 or more. So it does not appear that that tool will solve our problem. We talked about emergency situations under 50.7802. It says bidding requirements may be waived in an emergency. That occurs where the county commission determines that there exists a threat to life, property, public health, or public safety, or that immediate expenditure is necessary to protect against further loss of county property, ensure the integrity of county records, or minimize serious disruption of county services. But I got to tell you, bad news is that it does not appear that the sole source statute, and I didn't know this until I just started looking at this source of information, that it's not our solution. It sounds, however, like this may fall within the provision to allow as an emergency where the immediate expenditure is necessary to protect against or ensure the integrity of county records or minimize serious disruption of county services to the extent we're now looking at and meeting advertising requirements.
In following the bid procedures for the paper, what length of time are we talking about, Ron?
What?
10 days, 2 weeks?
Yeah, I went with the minimum. Based on the RSMO, the minimum time frame, and the newspaper notice is setting this bid to open on the 27th of October in front of y'all. which is 10 days, and that meets the five-day requirement by the RSMO between the time that it's posted in the paper and the time that it's open.
I mean, it sounds like we have no choice.
Well,
we have a choice. It sounds like the direction is going off for a bit, unless we deem it an emergency.
And I believe that the disruption of county services could, in fact, exist because people are, number one, we're not going to get our tax statements out timely. People are not going to receive their tax statements timely. And it's going to actually, what's the word I'm looking for, compact the amount of time that people have to transact their business with the county in the payment of taxes. Whether or not that's an emergency and whether or not that truly disrupts county services, I don't know. But that is a perspective that you all could consider. Is that what you would say, Sheila? I don't mean to put words in your mouth. We need to hear from you. But
well, I've accepted two payments right now because people, there's different reasons that you have that a legal issue, somebody has to have show a paid tax statement or so forth for 2011 to complete something. We have many snowbirds that are leaving and that are wanting to pay before. The schools is the main thing. They like getting an October check.
It very well could have a consequence upon the smaller schools in the area. If Sheila issued early payments upon tax revenue received to the turn that over to the county, those are automatically turned over to the schools and could affect their.
If we wait until in November, then they get their payment in December.
Gentlemen, I would entertain a motion that surely this, not that this would be part of the motion, but it. Not just disruption to county services, but those political subdivisions and entities that we work with having to wait an additional month to receive their tax dollars from this county would not be a good experience. And I would entertain a motion, if one of you felt led to do so, to deem this an emergency situation and to move forward with the payment to what company?
Ozark Mailing Services.
Ozark Mailing Services. And if you don't feel led to do that, then we'll move forward with the bid process.
Oh.
Support Sheila's issue.
What's the more legal thing? Based off the fact of the burden that would be placed on the schools and all that, I'm going to move that we release the check to pay for the and award Ozark Mailing Services the bid to do the tax statements as presented based off of the information and all the reasons you had, besides just the school, the undue burden.
Actually, let the motion, if you will, read that we're approving
the check?
The check that's already been drafted.
Right.
Or the it's a PO. Ron, where are we at in the process?
Is it a check or a PO?
PO.
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 Approving the PO.
Is there a second?
There is a second.
Motion's been made and seconded that the County Commission approve an emergency situation, the PO for Ozark Mailing Services, in the amount of
$15,000.
$15,000.
Is that an even number?
I believe so.
Yes, we start with that, and then after we do the final mailing and they run everything through, they bring us back, and we'll probably owe them a couple thousand more in the end.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Is it the desire of the commission for next year to avoid anything like this? Do you want to go out for bid for like 3 years or
3 or 5 years?
Years.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
I'll work on that.
Yep.
Okay. You start that process right after the first of the year, couldn't you?
Huh?
Ron, he's going to add that to his.
Yes.
Many, 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 many numbered items.
Thank you,
gentlemen. That was the one issue that we had. Can we go back into?
Yep.
Or did you have something else, Donna? I'm sorry. I know that you were going to speak in support, but I knew where we were headed there.
I was just going to let you know I spoke to Edward J. Rice, who's another Springfield company that does printing, runs data through NCOA and whatnot. They're not set up to do it in the manner that Sheila Wyatt likes to run it through. She prints it off and then sends it to them. They're not set up to do it. And they mentioned that Ozark Mailing was the only company in the area that had equipment designed to do that.
Okay.
However, they did mention that the next year they're going to be rolling out a new program for collectors, and they would like the opportunity to bid at that time.
Donna, thank you for your input.
Thank you, Donna.
Motion going executive pursuant 610.021.1, 2, 3, and 12.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to Missouri Revised Statute 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12. All in favor say aye.
Danny, aye.
Jim, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
We will be off the air after the meeting. I mean, we go on a road tour, but we won't be back in here. So
we will not be back in today. Lynn, thank you.